If I have goopy poop, can that be a sign of leaky gut? This is JJ Virgin, four-time New York Times bestselling author, celebrity nutrition expert, and fitness hall of famer. I've been on a lifelong quest for answers to the toughest health questions. And now I'm sharing what I found with you. Welcome to Ask the Health Expert. Kathleen from Facebook asks, if I have goopy poop, can that be a sign of leaky gut? How do you know if you have leaky gut? Is there a test for that? I know, I want you to say goopy poop five times fast. All right, I'm going to do that and I'll be right back after the break to answer the question. Okay, so I've gotten more information from Kathleen in the break. Kathleen says goopy poop, because I was like, what the heck is goopy poop? Weren't you wondering too? Says soft sticks to toilet, takes multiple flushings. Okay, Kathleen, here's what I want you to think of. So there's a lot of stuff going on with your gut, right? I mean, obviously this is leaky gut is one thing, digestion's another, having any kind of bacterial overgrowth, having parasites, fungus. There's so many different things to think about here. But when I hear this one, the first thing that I want to look at are food quality, fiber, and digestive enzymes. And what I would do is a trial of both protein and fat digestive enzymes there. So that's the first thing, is like, how do we get better quality poop? Well, better quality diet and make sure you digest well. So we're starting at the table. We are not going to be eating too fast. We're actually chewing. I mean, one of the easiest things that you can do to lose weight that I don't do, full disclosure, I wish I did. I need to get better at this old personal trainer habit of running from client to client and eating in between. But chewing, they were like, people who chew 40 times with each bite lose more weight. I'm like, well, yeah, because it's like, they spent their entire day chewing. But slowing down your eating, chewing, putting your fork down in between bites, limiting your fluid during meals, doing most of your fluids in between meals, and taking enzymes in between, before your meal. So the enzymes that I like to take, which are at my store, by the way, plug, help digest both protein and fat. And, so I would say do a trial of digestive enzymes, see if that helps. Check your diet. Make sure that you're getting in good quality fiber into your diet to give some substance to your poop so that it's not like this wimpy, sluggy, slimy poop. You want to have it be firm and have texture to it. So that's the other thing that you want to look at, is getting good fiber into your diet, and both soluble and insoluble fiber. So what would that be, you ask? Well, I'm going to give you a couple products that I use. So I use my extra fiber product, and then I have these coconut bars. All my bars have a lot of fiber in them, but the dark chocolate coconut bars, 11 grams of fiber, and tastes like a candy bar. Yum. But then also legumes and lentils are amazing, very high in fiber. Avocado, incredible, super high in fiber. Flaxseed, hemp seed, chia seed, and nuts are great in fiber. And wild rice, butternut squashes. And then, of course, all the deep green leafies. They're just, you have to eat a lot of that to get a lot of fiber. So if you're doing things more like beans, nuts, avocado, berries, those are great ways to kick up your fiber. So I would look first at, let's get your fiber up. Let's test some enzymes. And I'd also, the other thing I would look at there is throwing some probiotics into the mix. I do a bacteriophage prebiotic probiotic blend is one that I personally do, called microbiome balance. So look at all of those for optimizing that. That's where I'd look first, because, you know, we've got to look at stool. There's a lot your stool has to tell you. It has a story, right? So if it's doing something weird, it's time to look. As far as leaky gut, I have a food intolerance quiz at jjvirgin.com and in my Virgin Diet book. And food intolerance, one of the biggest ways you can tell if you've got food intolerance is by how reactive you are to foods. Now, you could do a food sensitivity test called an IgG4 test, or you could just do the Virgin Diet, pull out the most common food culprits, give yourself time to reset and detox over a course of 21 days, because we can do anything for 21 days, and then go back and re-challenge the foods. And you'll know you have leaky gut if you pull the foods out, all of a sudden you start craving a bunch of those foods, because we tend to crave the very foods that are hurting us. And when you start to drop weight easily, and when you go back in 3 to 4 weeks and test, you notice that you don't feel good when you're eating those foods. So that's one of the key signs about it. Again, leaky gut is when your small intestine gets more permeable. It's a semi-permeable organ membrane, gets more permeable than it should be, and allows food particles out in circulation that your body launches an immune attack. It happens due to stress. It happens due to gluten. It happens due to fructose. So those are the key most common disruptors. And then pain medications can disrupt your gut, your small intestine gut wall as well. So there you go. Let me know on Facebook how your goopy poops go. I'd love to hear that one. All right. This is JJ with Ask the Health Expert. I do this 5 times a week, so make sure you never miss a show by going to subscribetojj.com.